This is KCUR 89.3. In tonight's State of the Union address, President Trump is expected to reveal his plans for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. After the recent government shutdown, the future of DACA has been uncertain, and along with it, the fate of the young undocumented immigrants it protects. There are around 10,000 such individuals in Kansas and Missouri alone. KCUR's Andrea Tudhope checked in with one of those recipients, a young immigrant whose life has been a roller coaster since she applied for DACA in 2014.
It's a Saturday afternoon. Estefania Chang Jimenez just got off work. She's 19, and she works at a nursing home in Kansas City. It was a long day.
There wasn't nothing crazy, just normal pinching and kicking.
Estefania is a certified nursing assistant, but it's not exactly what she always hoped to do.
I wanted to become a police officer or just something in that, but I couldn't do that.
That's because she's not a U.S. citizen. Her parents brought her here illegally from Veracruz, Mexico, when she was 4 years old. Lee Summit, Missouri has been her home for most of her life, and by all accounts, things have been pretty normal. She worked hard in school. Her mom stayed home, and her dad worked at McDonald's before he got into construction. But in 2014, everything started to change. Around the same time Estefania applied for DACA, her dad got some pretty big news. He was diagnosed with end-stage kidney failure. She remembers his swollen legs and seeing his dark skin turn a ghostly white.
It was terrible because it was my junior year, and I had to like sleep in hospitals and can't really sleep because they were in there at least every 2 hours to check on him.
She was the only one who spoke English, so she was on call, meeting nurses and discussing alternative payment methods since they didn't have insurance. But she was determined not to let that impact her schoolwork.
My lowest grade was probably like a C or a B. So I wasn't trying to let that go down.
When her dad returned to work a few months later, he fell off a ladder at a construction site. Then he got pneumonia. At 16, Estefania became the sole breadwinner for her family. She tried fast food jobs and cashiering for Walmart, whatever it took to pay the bills. Rent, gas, electric, phone, not to mention medical expenses. After high school, she quickly completed her CNA training. Now she works up to 60 hours a week to make do.
When people hear what I have to do, they're like, you had to grow up fast. I was like, in a way, yes.
This has just been a reality for Estefania. That reality hasn't exactly paved the way for her to go to college like she really wanted. A 2-year scholarship that she qualified for might have allowed that, except her parents didn't have a social security number, so she couldn't finish the paperwork. She set aside that dream. Then in September last year, she was blocked from renewing her DACA card when President Trump announced his wind-down plan, which only allowed DACA recipients whose cards expired prior to March 5th this year to renew. Her card expires in June.
I was just like, what am I going to do? Hopefully, like, my job doesn't find out that I need a worker's permit to work there. Like, will I be fired? I was just like, who's going to take care of us?
Fortunately for Estefania, a judge in California blocked that plan, ordering the government to resume accepting renewals as usual. So, at least for now, Estefania can relax. But she knows the future of the program is uncertain. If the government decides to let the DACA program expire, she will lose her job. They'll no longer be able to buy her dad's medicine, and in all likelihood, they'll be deported. Her life revolves around her parents, and they rely on her, her earnings, but perhaps more than that, her strength, though she doesn't necessarily think of herself as strong.
Sometimes, yes, but sometimes I feel, like, helpless.
She says if she has to go back to Mexico, she'll adapt, but it's not home. Then again, neither is the U.S. She and her family have never felt like they belong here. That's her mom, Aida. Facing the possibility of deportation, she says, we're in a country that's not ours. They have their rules. As for whether she thought it would ever become their country, well, yes, one day that might happen. As for now, I don't know what to think right now, she says. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andrea Tudhope.